MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Clyde Parsons, BrightRock Chief Innovation Officer. Clyde, appreciate the time today. Life insurance, life policies, I mean, it's an important part of financial planning, particularly if you've got dependents, so that if you do pass on, they don't lose your income. It is a crucial cog in the bigger picture around that financial plan.
Good morning, Simon. Absolutely. It's a critical cog in that financial plan. As you say, that income, both for yourself and for your family and your dependents, is probably our biggest asset. And if you think about what we insure our assets that will have an impact on our lives if we were to lose them. So losing that ability to earn an income, both for yourself if you get disabled, but for your family if you were to pass away, is absolutely a critical part of financial planning. You're right.
I want to touch on income protection in a moment, but staying with life policies for now, there's also, I mean, it could just be a legacy. You know, I look at myself, for example, I don't have any dependents, so it's not an issue, but maybe I want to leave it to kids or somebody else if I'm able to. It can be more than just replacing. It can be legacy as well.
It can be, absolutely, Simon. It can be part of a bigger plan, which includes legacy, and long-term insurance or life insurance extends beyond that part of covering your salary to a legacy, covering debts, paying off your asset protection needs, looking after kids, looking after schooling into the future. And then also in the business space, life insurance is very useful, for example, in contingency liability for a business or future business legacy planning, you know, in terms of shareholding, who's going to get my shares and why, and how are they going to afford them. So it's got great uses across the spectrum.
I'd actually forgotten around the business. I mean, obviously, there's key man, but for example, I own a company with somebody else. If I pass, now my heirs own the company. That can be restrictive, but I can create a policy that will effectively enable the remaining shareholder to buy me out. They receive the policy, they buy me out, my heirs get money instead of shares.
Absolutely. And your business partner gets the confidence that your heirs aren't going to be meddling in the business going forward.
Yeah, no, 100% on that. You mentioned income protection, also crucially important. You know, one of them is obviously passing away, but one is just not being able to earn an income of any sort. And what we are seeing is sort of newer generation products that come with some flexibility between lump sum or guaranteed income amounts at the point of claim. And again, needs to be part of that bigger sort of financial plan.
Definitely, Simon. I think, unfortunately, income protection is often one of the more overlooked parts of life insurance planning. Especially with younger clients, we think we're invincible. We think we don't need life insurance. And when you think about life insurance, you know, the clue's in the name, is it just when I die? But actually protecting that income is critical and crucial. And you're right. We've seen incredibly exciting movement in the South African landscape in terms of unique new products coming to market that match clients' needs much better and give them far more certainty and efficiency in the way products are priced. For example, you mentioned the income and lump sum conundrum. Historically, clients were stuck between the devil and the deep blue sea. Do I buy a lump sum to give me a once-off payment for all the future paychecks I'm going to lose? Or do I buy an income protection product that pays me a monthly payment? And there's downsides to both. But as you mentioned, there are new age products come to market recently in South Africa that give clients and advisors the flexibility to wait until you're disabled to make that choice. So for example, someone with a bad prognosis, something like, let's say, cancer stage 3, where medically the prognosis is not good, if you've got an income protection which is going to pay you every month for the next 30 years, that's not going to be much use to your family. Yeah. Whereas if you could capitalize all those future 30 years worth of payments into one massive lump sum, that's going to give you much more value, which is what you've paid for. So being able to make that choice at claim stage and choose either the certainty of having a salary looked after, increasing with inflation or even faster than inflation until I would have stopped working, or the ability to lump sum and capitalize those and have the certainty of making that choice at claim stage is an example of that new flexibility and a feature actually, as far as we're aware, that was sort of pioneered in South Africa and has really taken off in our environment.
And I take the point, and it does give, I hadn't thought of it that way. There might be different reasons and you might have different needs and you don't know what they are until you actually need to sort of call on that policy. You mentioned inflation. Man, I don't know how much this is an issue now, but way back in the day, and we're going back 30 odd years. I mean, I remember a life policy, which I think it had a 10% annual increase, which at the time seemed okay. Fast forward 30 years, man, that policy's just become absolutely unaffordable.
Yeah, you're quite right, Simon. It's probably one of the most topical elements and components in the life insurance space at the moment. You know, BrightRock intermediates through independent financial advisors who can sell any product. And we always engaging on the ground with those advisors. Anecdotally, the feedback we're getting at the moment, as you say, those historic aggressive funding patterns are probably the biggest challenge to the life insurance space at the moment. BrightRock is very well poised, fortunately, coincidentally or deliberately, very well poised in that space. And we can talk about that, but it is unfortunately one of the biggest challenges we're facing. You know, globally, we're facing a cost of living crisis.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you, everybody is squeezed on every level. And if you've got, as you say, a premium increase of 10%, I don't know about you, Simon, but my salary doesn't increase by 10% every year. And so that means just as a share of wallet, the proportion that that life insurance policy is stripping out of your takeaway spend is increasing at an unsustainable rate. It's just not feasible. And as you say, you compound that over a number of years. And the net effect is, unfortunately, when you need life insurance the most, you actually can't afford it. So that unsustainability is a massive problem. And we're very fortunate in that from the inception of BrightRock, it was one of the fundamentals we wanted to address and do differently and change the way the market worked.
And is that then just, I mean, to your point, I mean, I don't know if I've ever had a 10% salary increase. Is that just a really sort of making it inflation adjusted, or is there even perhaps more flexibility around that?
So historically, it stems from one of the only levers you've got to make insurance affordable on day one is to make it increase more later on.
Gotcha.
In other words, pay later. So it's disconnected a little bit from the inflationary effect. It's more from the trade-off between initial affordability and long-term sustainability.
Clyde Parsons, BrightRock Chief Innovation Officer. Appreciate the time.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.